Hello, this is Futurist Gerd Leonhard. I'm in London at London Business School, the Global Leadership Summit 2015, with my colleagues Rohit Talwar, futurist, and Gray Scott, futurist. And we're all three going to talk briefly about what we will say in the afternoon. And you can see the rest of the presentations online later at futurewithgerd.com and thefuturesagency.com. So let's start with Gray Scott. Gray, so tell us what you're going to talk about later on today.
So my talk today is going to be about digitization, automation, and the future simulation. Basically, the idea is that we are digitizing everything. We are digitizing every sensorial experience. Our vacations, our thoughts, our experiences, all of that is getting crunched into a digital world. And that's leading us somewhere. And where that's leading, I believe, is into a state of simulation, perfect simulation in the future. So if you remember when we first created our websites for businesses, you know, most of us were forced at a certain point to create websites. But what's going to happen is we're going to be forced in the near future to create virtual websites, a space where people can actually come and visit you in a three-dimensional atmosphere. Your office will be three-dimensional. You will scan your body. And that avatar will be your representative in the digital space. So that's sort of what I'm talking about today.
Okay, so kind of like this movie, what was it called? You know, the one with, it talks about having somebody be in your place instead of yourself. What was it called with Bruce?
Surrogates.
Right? Kind of like that or?
Well, not necessarily. The virtual space that I'm thinking of, that the primary virtual space, will replace the internet as we know it. So the first stage is getting away from URLs. You know, you go to Google now and you type in a URL.
Right.
What you're calling up is literally a flat page on a screen. That's not the future of the web. The web is going to be virtual and 3D.
Okay.
So when I say to you in the future, what does your website look like? You will say to me, well, it's a virtual space that you can come visit, and I have a digital avatar that you can speak with. And that can be recorded when you're offline.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, like the next iteration of the web.
Absolutely.
That sounds really exciting. I'll put this up later so people can actually listen to it before we speak. So here's Rohit Talwar, also futurist, and he'll talk about he'll talk about what he's going to say later.
So my talk is really about what if the game changes. We've just completed a book where yourself and Gray are both contributors, and the book is on the future of business. And I'm going to summarize some of the key ideas in that. I'm going to be talking about some of the critical design tensions that business faces. I'm going to be talking about some of the critical design tensions that businesses are facing as they prepare for the future. I'll explore the kind of technological shifts that are going to rewrite the agenda from the move from mainframe to desktop to laptop to wearable to embedded, and how AI in particular is going to be a game changer for us. I'll highlight some of the industries that innovation is enabling over the next 10 to 15 years and talk about what we think will be the biggest sectors. And finally, I'll close on some of the strategies, behaviors, and business models that we can see businesses adopting in response to all of that change over the next 5 to 10 years.
Thanks, Rohit. So also, we've just published a new book together, right, the Future of Business book, and there's like 60 futurists, so not just the three of us, but 60. Can you tell us briefly what's in the book and where can you get it?
The book is available from fastfuturepublishing.com, and the idea was to bring exponential thinking to the publishing industry. So we went out and we asked a number of people and invited applications for a number of people to create chapters. We were hoping for 20. We ended up with 60. We have 62 contributors from around the world, from 21 different countries, exploring visions of the future, examining economic and political shifts that will reshape the agenda, looking at how society will change, and then looking at the role of technology both in society and in business, and then exploring how all of this comes together to change the nature of business over the next 10 years and to highlight some of the industrial changes we'll see and the new industries that could emerge.
Great. So I wrote the chapter on that as well, and you can get a discount code GL1 if you're ordering the book on the website. Right. So let me talk briefly about what I'm going to say later, and it's very brief. So basically, I'll talk about the convergence of man and machine and why that matters right now. We're living in exponential times, and in fact, it has been called the science fictional times because things that were science fiction are becoming real now. So I'll talk about what that means for the future of work, why it's important to not just have algorithms, but also what I call humorithms, which is a new word I created, and you can download the whole thing later. So it'll be fun, and we're going on at 2 p.m. UK time. I'll put this up on Twitter right now. You can download the slides of all of us sometime later today, looking for the hashtag of the event, which I think is 2015 GLS. And we'll be putting up our slides. And thanks for tuning in. And thanks to Rohit and Gray for being part of this. Cheers.